say that again now for the recording. We're doing breathing number 2, 4 parts with tapping in various positions. It's Alexandra Yanai 180. So throughout this lesson, what I'd love for you to really give your focus to is this, the idea that we have whenever we do a Feldenkrais lesson is not about how we achieve a particular direction or action, but what we can get curious about. So rather than being forceful in any way with constraining the four parts of your breath as we go through this encount, I will encourage you now and along the way to simply see what you find and explore the possibility of this kind of counting and evening the four parts of the breathing, and allow the breathing to organize itself. So it, rather than doing something that is effortful with your breath in order to constrain it to the directions, let the directions be a soft guide for how your breath will reorganize over the course of this 45 minutes or so that we spend exploring it. So if you are finding yourself hopefully comfortable somehow on your back, you can feel free to bend your knees and stand your feet, or leave your legs long as you like throughout the lesson. There will be some points at which I will ask you in particular to bend your knees and stand your feet, but for now, just follow your own comfort throughout. And as you lie here on your back, just bring your attention to how you lie on the right and the left. Bring your attention to your breath, again, in a soft sort of way, as much as possible, not perturbing the breath, but just noticing. How does it enter? How does it exit? Are there any little moments of pausing when you have lungs filled with air? Is there a little pause? After you've exhaled, is there any little pause? And your breath also at this point, it has some rhythm. There's some way in which the breath enters and exits that has some degree of regularity to it. So just notice what that is for you right now. And then you can bring your attention, let your breath fall more into the background, and roll your left arm so that your hand is facing palm down against the floor. And again, as comfortably as possible. If it's mostly what we're looking for here is just a gentle orientation of the palm towards the floor. And begin to roll that hand so that from the bones of the forearm, the hand rolls onto the back side, the knuckle side of the hand, and then back again to where the palm is facing the floor. So the knuckles move towards the floor on the left, and then the palm moves back. And again, play with what is the rhythm that you've chosen for turning the left hand knuckleward towards the floor and then palmward towards the floor. And play with it a little bit. Speed it up. Slow it down. And now in whatever a sort of easy rhythm for you or comfortable pace of having this turning go on with your left hand. Can you background that sensation a little bit as that continues, and think about your breath? Is there any way in which the turning of your hand is related to the rhythm of your breath? Maybe yes, maybe no, but just notice. And as you continue that, can you find a way where the rhythm of the breath and the rhythm of the hand, one starts to come into line with the other, or these two actions meet in the middle in some way, where if you were starting with the palm towards the floor at the beginning of your inhalation, that as you begin to inhale, the palm rolls towards the knuckles, and then back towards the palm, and that measures the speed of the inhalation. And so again, let this be an approximation. Allow the breath to organize itself. And now play with the idea that you can, it's a bit of an artifice, but we will play with making the four parts of breathing more regular, more even. And so for one turning of the hand will be an inhale, and then see if you can softly hold that inhale for one turning of the hand, and then one turning of the hand for the exhale. And then softly, again, one turning of the hand as you hold a more exhaled lung. But don't effort. Just let yourself be curious about how these four parts of breathing could feel easy, could feel rhythmic, could feel guided by the movement of the hand, and as they begin to synchronize more and more with each other. And then now just pause and let that be for a moment. Sense what your breathing returns to when you are not attempting anything particular with it, but it's just free to move as it does. And when you're ready, return to this action of rolling the left hand from the palm facing the floor to the knuckles facing the floor and back. Bring back in the idea of the four parts of the breathing and letting the hand and the breath begin to fall into a rhythm with each other. And now for a few breaths, you may already have your mouth closed and be breathing through your nose, but for whether that is what you're already doing or that's a change for you, specifically close your mouth and breathe through the nose for a few breaths in this way. And then open your mouth and breathe through the mouth for a few breaths as you explore this rhythm with the hand, these four parts of breathing. And go back and forth a few times, once breathing through the nose with the mouth closed, once breathing through the mouth with the mouth open in a cycle of four breaths, to just see if you can notice any subtle differences of how the air enters, what it's like to hold, the pace or speed with which the air exits. And then go ahead and bring that to a close. Let that be. And sense yourself resting here on the floor. Sense your breath returning to whatever an unconstrained sort of rhythm is for you, how it enters and exits. And then slowly roll to one side, and you can come up to sit, eventually to stand. And we're just going to have a little check-in in standing at this point in the lesson before we return for more variations. And as you stand, sense yourself on the right and the left. Any differences you feel in the arm or the shoulder or the way your feet are connected to the floor. And then lift your left arm and notice what it's like to lift the arm. And bring it down and lift the right arm and compare. And just once or twice compare the right and left, what it's like to lift the arm. And then take a little walk. See how your sides feel organized after just this tiny little brief exploration of rolling the hand and synchronizing the breath. And when you're ready to return to your mat, come to your mat and lie on your front. So you'll come onto your front side and find a way that can be comfortable for you. Your head will turn to the right, and your right arm can be bent to have the hand somewhere up near the face on the right. Your left arm can be wherever it's most comfortable for you. It could be lying along the left side. It might be under the head. Feel free to move your left arm as you is most comfortable. But with your face turned to the right and your right arm and hand near the head, begin to gently tap your right index finger. So just a little rhythmic tapping of lifting the finger and touching it back to the floor. And as you are tapping this index finger, think in the same way that you can find a time when this rhythm that you've chosen for your tapping, that a tap begins at the beginning of the inhalation, and then just count how many taps of the rhythm you have chosen will you tap for the length of your inhalation. Maybe it's 2 or 3 or 4. But find a way that the tapping of the index finger, it becomes coordinated in the timing with the breathing. And slowly you move towards, again, that synchronization of tapping and whatever the number is that is the length for your inhalation. You move towards making that the same count, the same number of taps for the held inhalation, and then the exhalation, and then a little gentle hold of the exhalation. And so let those rhythms sort of converge, that the tapping of the finger and the four parts of the breath come together into a coordinated, synchronized kind of action. And then pause. You can pause the tapping. You can just allow your breathing to return to the rhythm that it has. And sense your contact with the floor. Sense any quality that may be change in quality in how your breathing comes in and goes out. And then slowly, in your own time, roll back onto your back. On your back, notice any changes that stand out to you. And then returning with the left palm facing the floor, return to this exploration of the left hand turning once from the palm side to the knuckle side and back to the palm side for the inhalation, for a hold, for the exhalation, and for a hold. And note if there's something becoming more familiar and more comfortable and more easy about this idea of turning the hand and exploring, evening these four parts of the breath in timing. And pause. Just notice your contact with the floor, your comfort. And when you are ready, roll back onto your front side, that same position of the head, the face turned to the right, and the right hand somewhere up near the face, the right arm bent. And now first begin with tapping the fingers. You will lift and lower the index finger, then lift and lower the middle finger, then lift and lower the ring finger, then lift and lower the pinky finger, and then back to the index finger. So first put your attention just on your fingers. And you know, for most of us, not all the fingers will lift with the same ease. So how can you play with moving index, middle, ring, pinky, index, middle, ring, pinky, where you adapt the height maybe with which you lift the finger to see if you can even out those four taps and as much as possible make those four taps the same in their pacing. And that may mean you slow it down or possibly even speed it up. But just explore how can you go through the index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger. And then pause. Rest a moment. you are ready to return, you can begin this tapping with these four fingers again. And again, just slowly, as the tapping of the fingers becomes something that you can do with some degree of ease, that you intentionally begin tapping the index finger at the same time of beginning the inhalation. And can you work, play a little bit over time, bringing the inhalation to measure the same amount of time it takes to go one round through those four fingers. So the four fingers measure the inhalation, then the four fingers measure the hold, the four fingers measure the exhalation, and the four fingers measure the hold. And as you continue to explore this little wave-like motion of the fingers and how it can become more synchronized and coordinated with your breath, just first think or imagine, could you tap each finger twice? So index finger taps 1, 2, middle finger 1, 2, ring finger 1, 2, pinky 1, 2. Can you tap each finger twice and still synchronize it with the breath in an easy way? Notice if you're holding any tension in any area that is not useful to this action, say in your tongue or your eyes. And just let it be soft. Again, we're just playing with how this action can unfold. And then bring that to a close and pause. Just rest, sense your contact with the floor. And when you're ready, you can roll onto your back. And now when you're on your back, first sense yourself on the floor, sense any changes you're feeling. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. And placing the left hand so that the palm is facing the floor, we're going to explore tapping the fingers of the left hand. But this time you will begin with the thumb and then the index finger, the middle finger, the ring finger, and return to the thumb. So this time we'll leave the pinky finger out. And again, look for how the lifting and lowering of the thumb and then those three fingers can become easy. It's a rhythm that you could do for a little bit of time. And maybe can begin to feel like a little wave-like motion. And pause. When you're ready to return to tapping the thumb through the ring finger, play with how you can synchronize one part of the breath for the tapping of the fingers. So the inhalation will begin with the thumb tapping, and then the index and middle and ring finger. The thumb is tapping as the hold begins. The thumb is tapping at the beginning of the exhalation. And the thumb is tapping at the hold. And pause for a moment. And when you're ready to return, can you bring both the right and the left palms facing the floor? And now do this cycle of tapping that moves from the thumb to the index to the middle to the ring back to the thumb with both hands. So first just begin the tapping with both hands and find a way that the two hands can coordinate how they move together. And then in your own pace, in your own way, begin to bring that rhythm that you're tapping with the fingers and synchronize it with the four parts of the breath. And then go ahead and bring that to a close and rest. Now with feet standing, if that's comfortable for you, and knees bent, explore both hands tapping, and you'll return now to that the index finger begins, and you move index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky, back to index finger. So now leaving the thumb out with both hands, you are tapping through the fingers, and slowly, in your own way, find how you can bring the four parts of the breath synchronized with this tapping. And pause and rest in whatever way is comfortable for you. And when you're ready to return for one last variation, you'll be on your back with your knees bent and standing your feet. And return to this simple rolling of the left hand that we did towards the beginning of the lesson. And so you're looking to just roll the left hand palmward facing the floor, to the knuckle side facing the floor, to the palm facing the floor. And bit by bit, encouraging, inviting the breath to fall into the rhythm with the hand. In your own time, explore the difference between breathing through the nose or the mouth as you continue with the hand. And now, can you speed up the turning of the hand that you could double it, so you can move from the palm to the knuckles, to the palm to the knuckles to the palm for one part of the breath? And could you even double that? Could you turn the hand four times for each part of the breath? So light, quick and light. And then pause. Can you do this with both hands? Can both hands be light and quick and easily, gently inviting the breath to be synchronized in rhythm with this very quick, light turning? And bring that to a close. Sense your contact with the floor. Sense how your breath enters, exits, and what the rhythm of the four parts of the breathing is for you now. When you don't intend anything in particular, but you let the breath just move as it does. And then in your own time, as you are ready, you can roll to a side, come up to stand. And in standing, just sense your two sides or notice whatever comes forward for you, whether it's about the contact of your feet with the floor or how you may feel your breath moving in your torso now in this different orientation, different relationship to gravity. And when you're ready, you can lift one arm or the other. You can turn from side to side. And you can explore your walking.